This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
It's the Ramsey Show, talk radio where debt is dumb and cash is king. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
Eat Money Pit.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
Money Pit is presented by the Angie app, LL Flooring, Total Tech, Bank of America, and Deep Sentinel. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And what are you guys working on this summer day? Are you just lounging around the pool, around the lake, around the beach? Or are you taking on a how-to project? Maybe you're stepping up your outdoor space. We're just approaching midsummer here. Actually, I think it's crested, hasn't it? Summer's half over. No way! Oh, my gosh. We waited so long for it. Now it's half done. But the projects, if they're half done, well, we can help you definitely finish those. So whatever you'd like to work on, we are here to help. That's what we do. We answer your questions about your home improvement projects. Your DIY dilemmas, your decorating decor questions are all great places for us to lend a hand. You got to help yourself first, though, by picking up the phone and either calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, or you can post your questions to moneypit.com. So coming up on today's show, have you guys made any energy saving or other improvements to your home that upped its green factor, maybe made it a little more environmentally friendly, helped you save some energy? If you did, those improvements could help sell your home quickly and for more money than you thought. We'll tell you why just ahead in today's smart spending tip.
And kitchen backsplashes are super important to keep your walls behind those counters clean, but they can also be a fun and affordable project that you can do yourself if you go with tile. We're going to walk you through this in a bit.
And you probably know what a good case of sunburn can do for your skin, or I should say to your skin, which we saw a lot the first half of the summer, by the way, people walking around all over the place looking like lobsters.
Everybody's happy to be outside.
Oh, yeah. But there is too much of a good thing. But here's the deal. That sun can also do a lot of damage to your house in terms of your furnishings. If it's getting in the windows, it's getting on the carpets, on the rugs, on the furniture, and it can really fade it out. But there is a way to deal with that. There is a UV film coating that is so thin. This stuff amazes me. It's made by 3M. And I actually used it some years back in my car. And you know how hot a car gets like on a summer day? It's incredible. Because when I went to the 3M plant, they gave me a tour once. And I learned that there are like hundreds of layers of different like films or filters that are in this very thin film, which is like, you know, it feels like saran wrap. It's so thin when it goes on, but it actually is comprised of hundreds of layers, and it filters out the exact waves of light that do the damage. So this stuff is available for your home, and we're going to talk to you about it, and it might be some you might want to consider.
But first, we want to help you tackle all of your to-dos with confidence and create your best home ever. So what are you working on? Maybe has the grass dried out because it's been too warm. Maybe you're finally redoing that backyard sort of hangout zone because you're realizing it doesn't work for how you've been using it this summer. Whatever it is, we're here to lend a hand. We're working on our houses, too, so give us a call.
888-666-3974. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Daryl's on the line and needs some help with a home improvement project. What's going on? How can we help?
Last year, we put a deck. Well, it's sort of a walkway, but it's essentially a deck. We used treated lumber, but my wife wanted it painted instead of, you know, just stained like wood color. Mm-hmm. So I painted it white. And I was listening to your show last week or whenever I was listening to it, and you know, we're talking about how it's not good to paint a deck, just leave it the regular wood color and stain it. So should I try to get the paint off of it or just kind of let it weather like it's going to do, and then when it's time to do something, try to strip the paint off, or what's my best course of action?
Well, if you've already painted it, that ship's already sailed. So
okay.
I don't think it's going to be worth you trying to get the paint off. If it, you know, if it ever gets to the point where it really looks bad, then, you know, you could probably just take off the decking and put up composite, which will, you know, be basically timeless. In terms of the paint that you used, was it a solvent-based paint? Was it an oil-based paint? What was it?
I think it was just water-based paint. I usually do all water-based stuff because I don't like messing with all that oil.
I don't blame you. The problem is that water-based paint doesn't have good durability on a floor, which is essentially what that is. So, look, if it looks okay now, I just live with it. But if you get to the point where you want to repaint it again, I would probably strip. I wouldn't strip all the paint off, but I would get off, you know, make sure I'm getting any loose paint off. And then I would prime it with a solvent-based primer, and then I would paint it. And I would use a solvent-based or oil-based paint because it is definitely a harder surface and it will stand up a lot better. When you clean it, if you just use a bucket of water and a scrub brush, you know, like a floor brush to clean it, that's probably all you're going to want to do. Because I'm afraid if you use a pressure washer, you're going to start to peel that paint right off.
Yeah.
If it's anything, you know, stronger than a garden hose. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And that's kind of what I figured too. I don't know what I was thinking when I painted it, but, that's the first deck we've really had. Never really had a deck before. So
yeah,
I guess that's a rookie mistake. Thanks for your help.
Well, listen, if it turns out that it doesn't stick very well, then it could be a blessing and you just take it all off and start again. Yeah. We always recommend stain and solid color stain because it's got a lot of pigment in it and it kind of fades nicely over time. It doesn't look worn very, very quickly. And when it really fades, then you just put more on top of it. Okay. Good luck with that project. Thanks for reaching out.
All right. Now we've got Janie on the line who's calling us from Washington State and she wants some help with a project for her 92-year-old aunt. What are you working on?
Well, my aunt lives by herself still. She does very well for herself. And she lives in eastern Washington State where it gets pretty cold. She has a house that she's been in since 1963 when it was built. And she wants to see if she needs to upgrade the heating system because she's talking about selling her house. She's got a radiant heat in the ceiling and a couple of the rooms, the heat doesn't work. So she's talking about maybe getting a heat pump or something like that.
Radiant heat's really expensive. Gosh, in Washington, she must be paying an arm and leg for her electric bill. I would definitely think, and you mentioned she's on a full basement, I would definitely think that a heat pump is probably going to be a more affordable and efficient way to go. But since she's selling the house, I know that when you sell a house, you know, sometimes you're like tempted to try to do all the things that you've been putting off over the years to make it more attractive. But frankly, right now is a very hot market for homes. She may not have to do this work. If you do want to get some ideas of what needs to be done, what you could do is you could have your own professional home inspection done. So home inspectors typically work for buyers, but smart sellers often get the inspection for themselves so they can see what the home is going to look like in the eyes of a buyer's inspector. And home inspectors with good experience of doing hundreds to thousands of inspections can, you know, give you a good sense as to what you might want to update. And they have no conflict of interest, unlike a realtor or a contractor might. So that's one way to kind of figure out sort of where you're at. But I don't know that I would spend a lot of money on it because with the market as it is right now, there may be people lining up that are happy to buy it exactly the way it is and then do the work themselves, perhaps as a part of some other work that they're going to get done.
Yeah, that's what we thought because where she lives is a Washington State University. So my mom always called it a university with a town instead of a town with a university. So there is plenty of people who want to buy a house, and then with a full basement, they rent out the basement to one student, and they'll rent out the house part to somebody else.
Yeah, I think you may want to speak with a good, experienced real estate agent in the area and ask them the opinion as well, as long as you get somebody you can trust. Because I don't see it being probably worth your aunt's while, given the market that it is today, to go ahead and replace the entire heating system just because she thinks it needs to be done. If she was going to live there, I'd say, yeah, go for it. But she wants to sell the house. She wants to get as much money as she can. You know, let's save her some money on a heating system she may not need.
Yes, I agree. That sounds like a good idea.
All right. Good luck, Jamie. Thanks so much for reaching out to us.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Reach out with all of your DIY questions to us at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. You can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects, upfront pricing, which we love, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. So download the app today.
And just ahead, have you guys made energy-saving improvements that upped your home's green factor? Well, those improvements might help you sell your home quickly and for more money if you call them out in your listing. We're going to explain why in today's Smart Spending Tip, presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card, next.
You live in a money pit.
Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. With Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, a grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Would you like to win a state-of-the-art three-camera security system worth $1,900? Then enter the Safe at Home Sweepstakes right now at MoneyPit.com. We've partnered with Deep Sentinel, the only home security system with live security guards that monitor your cameras in real time, 24/7. With Deep Sentinel watching your house, guards can stop a crime before it happens or call authorities in seconds. Enter once a day at MoneyPit.com. That's MoneyPit.com.
You decided to upgrade your outdoor deck, so you ordered the essentials, a power washer, a set of patio chairs, and a shiny new grill. And you used your Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member, which you put towards your most essential deck addition, a bird feeder. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone, but did you know that you can transform surfaces all around your home with real stone? With Deich Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Deich Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance, and you can do it yourself. Get Deich Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's and start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com.
Do you have projects that need a strong construction adhesive and a watertight sealant? TotalTech from the original Superglue Corporation is the perfect solution. TotalTech bonds, seals, and repairs all types of surfaces, indoors and out. It even works underwater. It's flexible and super strong, making it ideal for use around pools, sinks, and bathtubs. TotalTech is the perfect all-in-one adhesive and sealant, delivering a strong bond and flexible watertight seal. Get TotalTech today on Amazon or your local hardware store.
When your plumbing springs a leak, you need someone there right away. When you're planning a home renovation, you want to find the best pro for the job.
And when you own a home, it's important to keep up with the maintenance as the seasons change. Wouldn't it be great if you could handle all of that with one app?
Meet Angie, your home for everything home. Expert pros, hundreds of projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds.
Download the Angie app today.
The Money Pit is presented by Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, do you need help with a renovation, a repair, or a decor project? We are here to help you create your best home ever.
Follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. So, Leslie, I discovered a really good trick with Simple Green this weekend. I was doing some painting. It was using an oil-based or solvent-based stain, like a urethane.
Okay.
And I gotta tell you, no matter how many times I like soak the brush in mineral spirits and then I wash it out with soap and water, I follow the directions. Whenever the brush dries out, it's kind of like crackly and a little bit stiff. And then, you know, when you loosen it up, you start painting again, you end up breaking off bristles. So I was like, there's gotta be a better solution. I remembered that Simple Green can be used actually to get grease off of engine parts if you use it 100%. So I grabbed a little can, like a little pea can, you know, where we had some canned peas that had been finished, and I washed it out, dried it out, and then I filled it with Simple Green. I stuck the brush in it, and a few hours later, I took it out, rinsed it again. It was soft as the day it came out of the package. It worked brilliantly. It was so easy compared to all the work I used to put into keeping those brushes clean. So, really good idea. Just kind of tried it by putting sort of a couple of things I knew about the product together, but you guys can try it and let me know what you think.
That's so great that you were able to save that. Joey from Illinois is on the line and has a question about a roof. How can we help you?
Yeah, I need to replace my roof because it's like 22 years old.
Okay.
I kind of want to do it myself because I've done other home improvement projects, but okay. I just don't know the proper way to do it and all that.
So what kind of roof are you thinking about doing? Asphalt shingles or something else?
No, I want to do a metal roof so I don't have to do it again.
Okay. Do you plan on spending, you know, many, many years in this home, Joey? I mean, like 30, 40, 50 years?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Because, you know, metal roofs are much more expensive than asphalt roofs, and they're, you know, what the industry calls an investment grade. In other words, it's going to be around a really long time. So if it's done well, you won't have to do it again. Does this roof have a good pitch on it? Like, do you know what the slope of the roof is?
It's a bungalow house, so it's not really a steep pitch on there, no.
What's involved in this project is, in regardless of whether you put asphalt shingles back on or not, I would recommend you take the asphalt shingles that are there off and get down to the sheathing. Make sure the sheathing is in good condition. And then you're going to put an underlayment on top of that. Now, Grace makes a lot of good products that are designed for this, better than tar paper kinds of stuff that you would put down first. And given the fact that you're in an area that where there could be a significant snow, you're also going to want to use a product called Ice and Water Shield, which goes along the bottom 3-foot edge of the roof. And what that does is if you get ice dams that form like in the gutters and start to melt and push water back up under the roof, it stops the leaks from coming in. All that work is important, and it will be done regardless of the type of roofing material that you use. If you want to install a metal roof, you know, it's generally not a DIY project because it requires a lot of sort of special skills and practice. If you're super handy, you probably could do it yourself. You may even need some tools, like, for example, a brake, which is a big tool for folding metal that people that do this all the time would have on the back of the truck. It might be something that you can rent. But if you decide that the metal roof is too much work and too expensive, you could put asphalt shingles back on. And what I would do is I would use like a good 25-year shingle. You can use one that has a nice pattern to it. It could look like cedar shakes or slate. And I would make sure that I have very good roof ventilation because typically older homes that are of that age don't have enough attic ventilation. And so the attic tends to overheat and that shortens the roof life. So what you would want to do is install a ridge vent down the peak of the roof from end to end to open that up and then couple that with soffit vents at the overhang so that 24/7, 365, you would have a wash of air in the soffit vents under the roof sheathing and out at that peak, at that ridge, which will keep it very even temperature, keep it at that ambient temperature, which makes the shingles last as long as possible. If it's done well, you could get a roof that lasts you 25, 30 years easy.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You're very welcome. Good luck with that project.
Well, in the years you've owned your home, have you made energy saving or maybe other improvements that have upped your home's green factor? Well, those kinds of improvements are popular, and they could also help you sell your home more quickly than the competition. We're going to explain how in today's smart spending tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card.
Now, if you've lived in your home for a number of years, you've probably made improvements to make it more energy efficient or taken on projects that reduce maintenance. Or maybe you selected materials that were produced in a way that limits any negative impact to the environment. Improvements like these all add to your home's greenness, and they're a valuable consideration for a potential home buyer, but only if they know about them.
Yeah, that's why it's smart to create a green inventory of those elements. You know, you want to list every improvement that have reduced your home's impact on Mother Earth. Now, these could be new appliances, faucets that use less water, or even LED light bulbs that use less energy. And don't forget about building materials that last longer and need less maintenance, like fiber cement siding instead of wood.
Definitely. What you want to do is list each element in a green inventory, like a separate attachment, and have it available for review by potential home buyers. You can bet the neighboring homes you'll be competing against will not do this. Buyers will be impressed, and you just might get the sale over competing homes in your neighborhood.
And that's today's Smart Spending Tip, presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card.
Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
All right, now we've got Dawn in Nebraska on the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
Well, we'd like to redo a bathroom that has an old tub and the shower that's got the kind of a plastic sheeting. It's not plastic, but the some kind of that gross stuff you glue on the wall. We'd like to take all of that out, including the bathtub, and then tile the shower and the shower floor. My question is, if we tile the shower floor, do we have to put a lip to keep the water from coming out? Or is there some way, if we tile the entire bathroom floor and shower the same, would you recommend some kind of elevation drop just a little bit into the shower so the water doesn't run out? Or is that just a no-no if we've got to have a lip at the edge of the shower?
Okay, you're missing one critical component of the bathroom makeover you describe, and that's a shower pan.
Right.
And so I would recommend you purchase a shower pan and use that to install the pan, the bottom of the shower and the drain of the shower. And there are shower pans that you can tile over if you don't want to see the shower pan, but frankly, it's so small. And when you tile a shower pan, it's just such a maintenance hassle because all the water sits in there and ends up making the grout look nasty. I would just use a standard shower pan.
Okay.
And then tile right down to the pan. You can connect the drains to the shower pan. The shower drains all be integrated there. Then you tile right down over the lip of the shower pan, and this way you have a nice waterproof seal.
Okay, that sounds good. If you do the soap dish, or I'm not sure what else to call it, in the wall, and you want to recess it in so you've got like an 18 by 18 area to put your shampoos and such, can that be on an outside wall? Will you not smush your insulation to where it doesn't work, or does it have to be an inside wall?
Yeah, that's a good question. I would tend to avoid that, I think, because, you would have no insulation in that space. It would end up being very, very cold.
Uh-huh.
And I think I would tend to put that on an interior wall.
Okay. Very good. Thank you.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit, which is presented by Angie. Taking care of home projects is easier than ever with Angie. You can connect with pros, you can book appointments online, and pay right through your phone, so download the Angie app today. Coming up, kitchen backsplashes are super important to keep the walls behind your counters clean, and they can be a really beautiful and super fun DIY project that you can do if you go with tile. We're going to walk you through that next. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QUIKRETE.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at the Simple...
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
High Noble Safe Company, formerly known as Cold Steel Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, offers only the highest quality safes, delivery, moving, and repair service available. They carry several brands, including High Noble, Browning, and American Security, just to name a few. High Noble has gun safes, home safes, and high security safes with stores in Redding, Roseville, and Petaluma. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today.
A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. Willing Hopping arrived in 1852 as a gold miner. He soon established and operated a butcher business at French Gulch until he was elected county sheriff. He then served from September 2, 1863 until 1867, and again he served from November 7, 1882 to 1892. In 1872, he was elected county judge and served until 1880. He was killed by an insane man in the Shasta Jail, who hit him on the head with a piece of firewood during his seventh term as sheriff on January 31, 1892. Hopping weighed a whopping 450 pounds and was gifted with musical talent. To find out more about Dottie Smith, go to the Shasta County Historical Society.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
And so it would be a much easier installation, but it probably will limit your design options.
All right. Well, next you've got to think about that design and what do you want your design to accomplish? Now, are you thinking about a focal point? I mean, that's key. If you're using the most expensive tile, you can consider it using it only in one space, like maybe over the stove, and then you can use a more standard or affordable tile everywhere else. That's really going to increase that visual impact, but also save you money while you're doing the project. Remember, you can mix and match. You can keep the counter color and material in mind, or you can go completely, you know, in an opposing color to it, sort of contrasting. Anything that you think works can really be great for the design of your space. You also want to visually enlarge the space. If you use the entire tile backsplash, say, around the whole room, it can actually make a smaller space feel larger. And remember, the way you lay that tile out, is it horizontal? Is it vertical? Is it diagonally? Are you sort of soldiering the joints? Are you staggering? All of that makes a tremendous difference in how that space looks and feels. So play around with it a little bit before you actually set that tile in place.
Now, once you've locked down the design, you want to think about the adhesive options. You've got a few. You can use a mastic, which is kind of an adhesive that is either organic or it's polymer-based. Works great on vertical surfaces where you want the tiles to stick immediately and not, like, slide down. There's a couple of types of mortar to use. You can use sand mortar or epoxy mortar. But I think on backsplashes, those are hard to handle because, again, the tile is not going to sit exactly where you put it. Now, another option are stick-on mats, basically a double-sided adhesive mat. It's really convenient. You cut it, you apply it to the wall, and you stick the tiles right to it. And the best part is you can grout immediately. And here's one more tip for DIYers. Use spacers. There's, like, you're not, like, giving up by saying that you have to need spacers. It's not like you cannot be proud of your project because you're using spacers. People say, I don't need those spacers. No, you do. The spacers help keep those tiles equal and even. There's no faster way to pick out an amateur tile installer than tiles that don't line up. I mean, it just screams amateur, so don't do that.
It really makes a job look professional, and it totally makes your installation process very, very easy. Now, when it comes to grouting, you have to think about what your tile is. Now, is the grouting sanded or unsanded? And that really depends on how far apart the joints are. Now, narrow joints of about an eighth inch or less are going to get unsanded grout. Joints that are eighth inch or wider get sanded grout. Now, the sand is going to help sort of bulk up that grout and keep it from shrinking in those wider joints. I mean, that's generally for a floor situation. Backsplashes are going to be those smaller joints, so the unsanded grout is most likely what you're going to use. And just like the adhesives we've been talking about, the grout also comes in either a cement-based or an epoxy-based. Now, the cement-based grouts are porous, so they're going to stain, they're going to look a little dirty. You do have to maintain them to keep them looking brighter. And the epoxy-based grout comes in both the sanded and unsanded versions. It's great for high-traffic areas because it's impervious to most stains, which is why in the kitchen, that's a really important choice.
Absolutely. So if you choose well, this is totally a DIY project that you could knock out in a single weekend. So give it a shot. It makes a really big visual impact.
Sherilyn, Virginia, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I have a cement porch. The house was built 1981, and it has a cement front porch to it. And it longed the edges of the porch, it's cracking and crumbling, like, off. And okay. then in one portion of the porch, it actually has a, you know, water stands there because it's a dip. Mm-hmm. I was just wondering if there's a economical way I could fix that to make this porch last a little bit longer.
Yeah, and there's a couple of things that you could do. You could either resurface the whole porch surface, or you could mix up a recipe of Quikcrete products that could be used to patch those badly chipped or spalled areas. Now, the key here is that you just can't buy a cement mix in the bag, mix it up, and be done. Because when you're trying to adhere new concrete to old concrete, you need to use products that are designed to make that bond possible. So if you go to Quikcrete.com, you look at the listings for projects. There are actually one sheets there that give you the step-by-step for repairing badly damaged concrete. There's also a one sheet for resurfacing concrete. And I think one of those two applications and the products they recommend there are going to work. It is a do-it-yourself project, and it's not terribly expensive. The products are very affordable, and the instructions are there, too. But make sure you follow them. It's like mixing a recipe. You can't leave out, you know, one item, or it's just not going to come out right.
Okay. And then, now, as far as along those edges, that we have to probably build up a sidewall.
You could mix it up into a consistency where you could trowel it and reform the edge.
Oh, okay. Cool. TheQuikcrete.com. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Hey, guys, you may know what a good case of sunburn can do to your skin, but have you ever thought about what those harsh rays can do to your home? We're going to tell you about a way that you can shut out the damaging rays that can fade your furniture and drive up your energy costs in today's Pro Project presented by Angie next.
Live in a Money Pit.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone. But did you know you can transform all surfaces around your home with real stone? With Dice Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Dice Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance. And you can do it yourself. Get Dice Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's and start planning your next project today at DiceCoatings.com.
When your plumbing springs a leak, you need someone there right away. When you're planning a home renovation, you want to find the best pro for the job. And when you own a home, it's important to keep up with the maintenance as the seasons change. Wouldn't it be great if you could handle all of that with one app? Meet Angie, your home for everything home. Expert pros, hundreds of projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. Download the Angie app today. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Do you have projects that need a strong construction adhesive and a watertight sealant? Totaltech from the original Superglue Corporation is the perfect solution. Totaltech bonds, seals, and repairs all types of surfaces indoors and out. It even works underwater. It's flexible and super strong, making it ideal for use around pools, sinks, and bathtubs. Totaltech is the perfect all-in-one adhesive and sealant, delivering a strong bond and flexible watertight seal. Get Totaltech today on Amazon or your local hardware store.
Do you have a home improvement, decor, or remodeling project and don't know where to start? Start right here. Connect with Tom and Leslie by calling 1-888-MONEYPIT, presented by Angie, your home for everything home. You can also reach us by submitting your questions on MoneyPit.com or through our Facebook community page at Facebook.com/TheMoneyPit. And remember, download the Angie app to find pros for all your home projects.
Everyone loves a tiled shower, but water and vapor can get through grout in shower walls and floors and cause serious damage. In fact, as a home inspector, I've inspected thousands of showers and found leaks below the tile that caused expensive damage. The Schluter shower system eliminates the risk of shower failures due to moisture. The system creates a totally waterproof environment that properly manages all moisture. Quite simply, moisture cannot get into the walls and floor. The system eliminates the risk of mold and mildew. To learn more, go to Schluter.com.
Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of the Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, does your home ever feel like a money pit? Well, listen, we get it. It's all about perspective. For us, a money pit is not a disaster. It's a home that you actually love. So whether you're dealing with a repair or you're dreaming about a renovation, consider us your coach, your helper, your home improvement therapist for all things that are remodeling, decor, fix-up. You can check it out on the Money Pit podcast. So follow us at moneypit.com/podcast.
And while you're on the site, don't forget to enter the Safe at Home Sweepstakes presented by Deep Sentinel. You can win a 3-camera system worth nearly $1,900 or one of 5 single camera systems plus a full year of live guard surveillance. We've got like $4,000 worth of Deep Sentinel camera systems to give away. And I love these guys because it's the only service that has 24/7 live security guards that are monitoring your feeds. We've been using it for a couple of weeks now at Money Pit HQ and we absolutely love it.
Now we've got David from Illinois on the line who's got a question about a well system. How can we help you today?
It's my son's well. He has a well in his house, and the water system has air pockets in it quite often.
Okay.
So that the water will be running, and then an air pocket will expel water, and sometimes you know, it'll shoot out of the sink or what have you. And so I was wanting to know what you can do to get rid of the air pockets in a well system.
Does the system have a pressure tank on it, David?
It has a pressure tank, I believe.
That sounds like a problem with the pressure tank. If the pressure tank is missing or if it's not installed properly or if the bladder has failed, then you're not getting a chance to build up pressure and then feed off the tank. You might be feeding directly from the well, which could account for the air blasts. So the first thing I would do is look at the pressure tank, see what kind of condition that's in. That's most likely what's causing the air getting into the lines.
Okay.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, if you've ever spent too much time at the beach or the lake, you know the damage sun can do to your skin. But did you know it can soar right through your windows and doors and do damage to your home as well? It can because of the UV rays. They can fade fabric and paint, they can drive up cooling costs, and they can whitewash wood surfaces. We'll share a few pro solutions to prevent this in today's pro project presented by Angie.
Yeah, first of all, the most obvious way that you can stop that UV light from getting through the windows is with shades. But that also means you need to manage the up, the down, and let's face it, that's not always going to be a priority. I mean, my kids leave the window shades closed all day. We can pretend it's for the environment and for the house, but they just don't open them. So, you know, you got to figure out a way to work with it. So a better solution is to have a pro install a smart home solution that incorporates motorized shades, and they can automatically go up and down based on the number of hours of daylight throughout the year. Now, with a system like this, you don't even have to think about whether they're up or down. Plus, they can also come down at a preset time in the evening to help ensure your security.
Yeah, and as the days get shorter, they automatically adjust, so that's pretty cool. Now, another option is to have a pro install window film. Now, window films are very thin, and they're designed specifically to block certain UV rays. They can protect furnishings, and they can definitely help cut cooling costs in rooms where window coverings are not an attractive option. And unlike the window films you may think of from seeing cars with darkened glass, today's window film technology can give you an even better protection from the UV rays, and they can be completely 100% clear at the same time.
And that's today's Pro Project presented by Angie. Find expert pros available for hundreds of projects, upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone.
Download the app today.
Margaret in Arkansas is on the line with a tiling question. What can we do for you?
I've
got a big imagination. I was hoping that there was a product out there that would equal it.
Okay.
I've got an old floor that I was hoping that I could maybe fill the cracks and the little places it's chipped out and then refinish the whole floor to where it looked like new.
Yeah, that's. I would not pursue that because, you know what, first of all, the reason it cracked is probably because the subfloor wasn't properly installed or is weakened for some reason, because tiles don't bend, and if they're cracking, that means that the floor is weak underneath. So except for the occasional odd repair when you're just fixing like one or two broken tile, it's not the kind of thing that you want to invest any time in whatsoever.
So the best thing is just to take it up? Or
you can either take it up, or you could actually put a new floor on top of that if you don't want it to be tile. You could, for example, install laminate floor on top of that, which goes down in interlocking pieces. And then that sort of floats on top of the tile. It's not physically attached. It just sort of stays in place by its own weight. It's really beautiful and very durable stuff and not too expensive. Certainly a lot less expensive than redoing the tile floor.
Okay. Laminate is what it's called.
Laminate. It's called laminate floor. There's lots and lots of different types out there.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right, Margaret. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT anytime. And we're presented by our friend, Angie. Hey, if your plumbing springs a leak, you need somebody there right away. So you can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects right with the Angie app. Download it today. Hey, if you've ever wondered if adding solar to your home will make sense, well, so did we. So we're going to tell you what we learned next.
You live in a Money Pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Money Pit is presented by Angie. Need help tackling home projects? Angie can help. Find expert pros available for hundreds of projects. Upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. Download the app today.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on air and online at moneypit.com.
Hey, Mark reached out to us through the website, and he says, I'm seeing a lot of advertisements for solar energy claiming that it adds value to your home. Is this true? Well, Mark, that's a really good question, and I love the idea of using the sun to help power the home, but I'm frustrated that it's really hard to do this given the barrage of, like, so much misleading information that's out there by those that are selling the solar energy, and your question really is only one of the very many claims that are being made.
Yeah, and so in short, I think the answer is maybe, because certainly some home buyers will be interested to know that the home generates some or all of its own electricity, but others, frankly, just won't care, and they'll see all those panels as another thing they have to maintain. And worse yet, if the solar panels have been leased instead of purchased, another one of those tricky games the salesmen play, they lease them, make the deal sound really good. Guess what? The buyers may not be willing to take on the added lease payment on top of what they're paying you for the home. They may want you to negotiate a reimbursement for the total amount left on that lease before they buy it. And I would not blame them one bit, because when, you know, where else are you going to sell a home that comes with lease payments on some part of it? It just doesn't happen.
Yeah, that's crazy. Like, oh, by the way, you also pay money every month to X, Y, and Z. There you go. Now, aside from the value question, we also find that solar energy companies are pitching a wide variety of proposal and payment schemes, from purchase to lease and something kind of in between the two, and always they are overly enthusiastic estimates of how much energy that you're actually going to generate, which might not be true.
Plus, it's also very muddy what rebates are available, because you've got rebates, you've got tax credits, and you've got SRECs, or solar energy renewal credits, where you earn credits based on how much energy you generate, and then you sell those credits, which are market priced and hard to predict. So there's a lot of reasons that solar has become super complicated, and I think it's really sad, because I think, you know, the heart of the matter is that it's a good technology. It's just too darn hard to buy it right now, and so I think that's definitely hurting adoption.
All right, now we've got a post from Kanani who wrote, she's asking about metal roofs. They're common in her area of the Southwest, and she's got one that came with the house that she bought. However, they still get leaks, and often you need to send somebody up to the roof to reinstall panel screws and re-caulk, which is really hard. Everything is super slippery. So I think she's just asking, you know, is it worth it? Can they maintain it? Should she keep it?
Well, I definitely think you should keep it. I think it's unfortunate that you've got one that seems to need a heck of a lot more maintenance than others. Yes, they are very popular in the Southwest. They're also popular in the northern parts of the country, too, because they're great for homes that have, you know, snow and severe weather. The fact that you have to resecure these panels, though, kind of troubles me, because that's very unusual. And I wonder why that's happening. I have a feeling that it has to do with the system that they used. And if the screws are backing out of holes and you're putting them back in the same holes, what is going to stop them from doing that again and again and again? Generally, you have to drive it into a new hole. I have a feeling, though, the way this was put together is basically causing this problem, because that's very, very unusual. And I do think it's a good roof idea, because they last forever. I mean, they last 50, 75, 100 years. When I first started home inspecting many, many years ago, I was looking at homes that had metal roofs in the Washington, D.C. area that were over 100 years old and still were in perfect condition. So they're so good, they outlast us if they're installed right. So I'm sorry you're having that problem, but I'm thinking there may be a better solution than having to continually replace loose screws.
All right, Kanani, I hope that helps you out, and good luck with the new house.
You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on what we hope is a beautiful summer weekend in your part of the country. We love being here, and we love helping you with your projects. If you've got some in mind that we didn't talk about today, reach out to us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions anytime at moneypit.com. Until then, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Money Pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. It's billed as the largest and most influential gathering of conservatives in the world, and this year the Conservative Political Action Conference is in the middle of a three-day run in Dallas. One of the speakers, former National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien, told the audience that Texas is an example of conservative principles at work.
You've got great coaches here in Texas. The best coaches in the world are here in Texas. So you've got a coaching opportunity now for your new neighbors that come in from California. And what you can talk to them about is what, you know, put some plays on the blackboard that shows how Texas wins.
Former President Trump scheduled to close out the meeting tomorrow afternoon. The Miami-Dade courthouse is undergoing immediate repairs because of safety concerns found after a review that was prompted by the deadly collapse of the condo in Southside, in Surfside, Florida, that is, about 2 weeks ago. The report recommends that floors 16 and above in the 28-story courthouse be closed to staff. However, all employees, including those who work on lower floors, will return to work remotely, which they had been doing because of the pandemic. Death toll Saturday climbed to 86, 43 people still reported missing. Senior FBI and Homeland Security officials are currently en route to Haiti.
The Haitian government has asked the U.S. for security and investigative assistance following this week's presidential assassination.
We will be sending senior FBI and DHS officials to Port-au-Prince.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the U.S. is sending $5 million to help Haitian police. She also says Haiti will begin receiving COVID-19 vaccines from the U.S. as soon as the coming week. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Florida health officials reported an increase in COVID-19 cases and a higher positive test rate over the past week. More news and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal. And now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
Federal prosecutors in Delaware have decided not to retry four former executives for the only financial institution to be criminally charged in connection with the federal bank bailout program in the wake of the 2008 financial crisis.
U.S. Attorney David Weiss says his office has opted not to retry the former Wilmington Trust executives on fraud charges. The decision came after a January appeals court ruling that reversed the convictions of the former bank executives for making false statements to federal regulators and ordered that acquittals be entered. The court also ordered a retrial of conspiracy and securities fraud charges.
Jeremy House reporting. Airlines are expecting the recovery to mean more traffic this winter. United Airlines adding nearly 150 flights this winter to warm weather destinations in the U.S., Mexico, Central America, and the Caribbean. Delta ramping up its schedule to ski destinations. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The risk of children dying from COVID-19 is extremely slim.
That according to a comprehensive study out of the UK, some 99.9% of the 470,000 children in England who were infected during the year examined by researchers survived, one study found. In fact, there were fewer deaths among children due to the virus than initially suspected. Unlike the U.S., the U.K. has so far held back from offering vaccines to children under 18 unless they have certain serious illnesses. Patrick Foss reporting.
Firefighters continue to struggle to contain an exploding Northern California wildfire amid blazing temperatures as another heat wave is hitting the northwest this weekend, prompting an excessive heat warning for inland and desert areas in the west and south, that is. Yesterday, Death Valley reached a high of 130 degrees. You can always check out more on these stories by simply logging on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
As restrictions continue to be lifted in Shasta County, many businesses are set to reopen, and KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and KCNR1460.com wants to help spread the word. So, if you are reopening your business, planning on opening a business for the first time, or are already open for business, KCNR has many advertising packages to choose from. Give us a call at 530-605-4565 and talk to a KCNR representative today. That's 530-605-4565.
The Northern California Veterans Museum presents the Wall of Remembrance to commemorate the 20th anniversary of the Global War on Terror. To memorialize the victims of terror, their names have been placed on a traveling exhibit. The exhibit will be free and open to the public all day and night from July 28th to August 1st. There will be an art gala and fundraiser featuring works from the veterans and military family members. There will also be a sunrise service and Vietnam Memorial commemoration on Sunday, August 1st. For more information, call 510-8210.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Presented by the Angie app, LL Flooring, Total Tech, Bank of America, and Deep Sentinel. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house to help you create your best home ever. Whatever that means to you, whether it's a project inside or out, we are here to lend a hand. Help yourself first by reaching out to us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or posting your questions to moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, on a warm summer evening, there's nothing better than sitting out on the porch until the mosquitoes arrive. We're going to have some tips, though, on how you can set up some retractable screens that can keep those pesky pests away.
And the pandemic, it really did drive a surge of home buying from millennials. But it turns out that many of the purchased homes out there needed far more renovations than they were expecting, and nearly half blew their renovation budgets within the first year. So we're going to dig into what happened and what the home buying economy looks like going forward.
And also, Ed, have you ever needed to tackle a repair where you wanted to glue or seal something and you had a really hard time figuring out what product would work and would work well so you don't have to do the job over and over again? Manufacturers are getting much smarter about designing sealants that do it all inside and out in all types of weather, and some can even work underwater. We're going to share that technology, which is going to save you a ton of time just ahead.
But first, whether you're doing or dreaming, whatever it is, we can help you make your home everything that you want it to be. So give us a call so we can lend you a hand at 888-MONEYPIT.
888-666-3974. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Terry in Alaska's on the line and has some questions about kitchen design. How can we help you?
working on my third house. Third house supposed to be free when you build them yourself, but that ain't working out. But at the point here, we got the kitchen cabinets all brand new from the factory in boxes, and now we're at the countertop dilemma before we really get going. And every one of these TV shows, if they ain't granite, the people are like, I ain't buying the house and that kind of stuff. But yeah. I was thinking granite and any of that stone stuff, so over $100 a square foot around these parts. So I'm trying to, the last plant that we had was pretty darn good, and kind of wondering if what in the future here, is laminate dead?
I don't think so. What do you think, Leslie?
I mean, I do not think so. I use them a lot on projects for work, and I use them on my TV design shows. I actually just did a bakery in Brooklyn for our design show on the Bravo Network, and I used a laminate that looked just like a Carrara marble. I mean, granted, it had seams in some places, and you knew it wasn't the real deal, but it looked gorgeous, and it was like a fraction of the cost. I mean, it's really amazing how many options there are. There's a couple of brands you should look at. It's Formica, it's Laminart, and Wilsonart. And you can order sheets from them. I mean, you might find a better option than what you might find at your local home center. I don't know how much shipping might be to Alaska, but, there's a ton of great options out there, from things that look like a natural surface to just completely outrageous things. So I wouldn't be afraid of a laminate.
I did see they started having better, the edge trim, and then they tried to make the 45-degree miters go away better. I got like 50 square foot of this stuff, and I was thinking if I buy granite, I got to stare at granite the rest of my life because it costs so much. But if I buy laminate and I don't like it a couple of years down the road, I can rip it out with some new one without too much work.
All those people that get granite, they love it when they first get it, and then they slowly but surely begin to hate it because it's hard to take care of because it's stone. Yeah. And
I mean, I hate
it soaks up. Yeah, it soaks up everything.
I don't hate it for the maintenance reasons. I just don't like the look of it anymore.
Yeah, when they're doing open houses around here, I kind of run through some of them, and I see that they basically put the granite countertop in there, but they got the cheapest cabinets you could possibly buy.
Right. Yeah.
So they're making up for it somewhere, but I'm not.
I guess.
It's not a pig to me, so I'm not playing that game.
All right, well, thanks for calling, Terry. We hope that helps you out.
Yep, thanks. Bye.
All right, Kay's on the line now, and she needs some help painting a door. Kay, tell us about your project.
Yeah, and I listen to you every week you're on.
Well, thank you so much.
I wanted to paint my wood door. It's a very old wood door. It's red now.
Okay.
My husband painted it only one coat, and I think it was blue.
Okay.
It needs another coat to make it real red, but I want to paint it white.
Well, I mean, the color is a personal preference, so to paint this door, the best thing to do is to take it off of the hinges and lay it flat on a couple of sawhorses, and then you want to sand the old surface. You want to make sure you get rid of any flaking paint, any cracked paint, because you can't put good paint over bad paint. You got to get all that stuff off.
It's not cracking or anything. It's smooth as can be.
All right, so then he must have done a great job when he painted it last time.
He did. He sanded it down to the wood. It was all original wood, so it's really smooth. That's why I wasn't sure. And I don't know if I can get the paint off, and I didn't want to scrape it.
Well, I don't think you have to take all the old paint off. If it's adhering well, then you're good to go on it. So sand it down, and then I would recommend that you put a coat of primer on, because this will make sure that the new paint adheres as well as the old paint did. Primer is kind of the glue that makes the paint stick, so put the primer on.
Will Kills work? Because I got to get on a Kills.
It'll work fine. Yep. You put the Kills on, let it dry, and then you could put your top coat on that.
To sand it, what do I have to do? Knock the sheen off?
Yeah, knock the sheen off. Exactly right. You don't have to sand it down to the raw wood, but you have to, get that sheen off. So a medium grit, like 100 grit sandpaper would work really well, okay?
Okay.
You are tuned to the Money Pit. What are you working on this summer weekend? Give us a call so we can lend a hand at 888-MONEY-PIT, which is presented by Angie. When you're planning a home renovation, you really want to find the best pro for your job. You can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects with the Angie app. Download it today.
Hey, guys, you want a cool cross breeze as you sit outside without the hassle of the bugs? We've got tips on a retractable screen system that gives you the airflow without the unwanted side effects when the Money Pit returns.
Live in a Money Pit.
Everyone loves a tiled shower, but water and vapor can get through grout in shower walls and floors and cause serious damage. In fact, as a home inspector, I've inspected thousands of showers and found leaks below the tile that caused expensive damage. The Schluter shower system eliminates the risk of shower failures due to moisture. The system creates a totally waterproof environment that properly manages all moisture. Quite simply, moisture cannot get into the walls and floor. The system eliminates the risk of mold and mildew. To learn more, go to Schluter.com.
There's a lot of pride that comes with having your own home. It's where you entertain, it's your biggest investment, and it's the place that represents you. It can also be a lot of work. That's where the Angie app steps in. It takes all the maintenance, repairs, and projects your home needs and puts the solution in the palm of your hand. You can connect with pros, see upfront pricing, even book and pay in seconds, all right through the app. This is your home handled. This is Angie. Download the Angie app today.
Would you like to win a state-of-the-art three-camera security system worth $1,900? Then enter the Safe at Home Sweepstakes right now at MoneyPit.com. We've partnered with Deep Sentinel, the only home security system with live security guards that monitor your cameras in real time, 24/7. With Deep Sentinel watching your house, guards can stop a crime before it happens or call authorities in seconds. Enter once a day at MoneyPit.com. That's MoneyPit.com.
Now that winter's passed, have you noticed rotted wood around your windows, doors, or exterior trim? Over time, wood can become damaged from exposure to moisture, bugs, and UV. But there's no need to replace the damaged wood. You can repair it instead.
Abitron's liquid wood and wood epoxy are easy-to-use epoxy adhesives that make structural, shrink-free, cost-effective repairs to rotted or damaged wood. These products are great for windows, doors, columns, or other wooden features that have been exposed to the elements and are showing signs of deterioration. They restore the wood for a permanent repair.
And here's how. Liquid wood penetrates deep into soft deteriorated wood and then hardens, restoring its strength. And Wood Epox is a lightweight epoxy wood filler that rebuilds the missing wood. It hardens to a material that can be worked just like real wood.
Both products can be sanded and painted, saving you the time, trouble, and expense of replacing rotted wood. Abitron Liquid Wood and Wood Epox are proven by decades of outstanding performance. To learn more and to find a dealer near you, visit Abitron.com. That's Abatron.com.
Setting a fence post, a mailbox, deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. There's no mixing needed when setting posts. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with rumble stone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, where we make good homes better. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Right now at MoneyPit.com, you can enter the Safe at Home Sweepstakes, which is presented by Deep Sentinel, and it's the only security camera system out there with live security guards that are monitoring your camera footage in real time.
You can win from almost $4,000 in camera systems to keep your home safe. Plus, make sure you share the sweeps with friends to earn bonus entries. Enter today at MoneyPit.com.
Debbie in Ontario's on the line has a question about concrete. What's going on?
My question to do with concrete is that we had a cement porch and patio attached to the back of the house. We had to have a large portion of that, like the porch for sure, and a large portion of the patio removed because we had around our foundation dug. New cement was poured, the porch first, and then the patio was replaced. What happened is, within about 4 days or so, they did the cuts the next day after the pour, but a few more days after that, we noticed two cracks came in the two cement pads that butt up against the porch. And left and right side. The crack goes diagonally across the pad. I just were kind of wondering, the contractor saw what happened and he's sick about it, and we were just wondering if there's anything that can be done without having to remove those two large pads of cement that attach to the house and go through all that jackhammering and all that again.
So these pads, is this like a stoop that you say they lead up to the porch? Are these like parts of sort of the sidewalk?
The patio, and then the porch is the only thing that's higher than the patio. So the patio is level with the cement driveway, and then the porch is up from that. So it's on the patio itself.
And that's where the crack is, through the patio?
Yeah, the patio. So the two cement slabs that are on either side of the porch, and the cuts that were made in the cement come up to the corner, the outside corner of the porch on either side, but then you know how they can't cut right
out. So you're talking about a patio, and you're talking about two cement slabs that are opposite ends of the porch. So I'm having a real hard time, as I'm sure others listening are too, trying to figure out what this is all about. But it sounds to me like you've got slab-on-grade sections, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're calling that a patio or a pad.
Mm-hmm.
And you have the porch section. The porch seems to be fine. Is that correct?
Correct.
And okay. So I would think that the soil underneath the patio areas would need to be especially well compacted before those slabs were poured, because considering the amount of demolition that had to have happened, I suspect that that soil outside the porch area would not have been compacted, and that would have been really key to make sure that those slabs don't crack. The reason that they're cracking is probably because there is some compaction that happened based on the weight of the concrete and the drying and such, and that's why they're cracking now. Now, can you do anything about it? Well, whatever you do about it is going to be cosmetic, not structural. If that concrete was not reinforced, that's another reason that it would crack. There's ways to put concrete in that's just plain concrete, and then there's other ways that you could do it where it's reinforced. So if it wasn't reinforced correctly, that could be another issue. But there's nothing that you can do to repair it structurally at this point. You're always going to have a crack. So, you know, what you could do is seal that crack. There are special caulk-like, it's not caulk, but it's a caulk-like product that's designed to seal concrete. But you're always going to be looking at that crack, unless you resurface the whole patio section. And again, there are products that are designed specifically for that, that will stick to the old concrete slab, which is actually pretty new in your case, and perhaps cover the crack. But that crack's always going to be sort of the place where the patio decides to expand and contract through the seasons. So I do suspect you'll always see some part of it. So you either live with it and repair it cosmetically, or just have it torn out and re-poured. I mean, a slab itself is not that big of a deal to get out. You know, it seems like a big deal, but frankly, they break up pretty quickly. And then, again, key is making sure that that base is properly compacted and properly tamped, and that the slab is properly reinforced. And if that's done right, with the right concrete mix, this should not have happened.
Okay. Would it be all right even just to replace, like, cut out maybe 2 feet along that slab and make, like, just take out the corner square of it?
You're going to have that be separate slabs now. It depends on whether or not you want to see that. It's always going to be a cut. So, no, probably not, unless you want to make it an expansion joint and have it be completely separate, you know, pieces of concrete.
Okay, very good.
All right, good luck with that project. Sorry that happened to you, and thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thank you.
Hey, do the cooler evening temps draw you to the front or the back porch? Or would you like to be able to open up your doors to the breeze whenever you can? Well, to enjoy the summer breezes and lower your cooling costs without the harsh sun or bugs, consider adding a retractable screen.
Yeah, retractable screens can roll out when you need them and then fit neatly back into their hidden casing when they're not in use. Now, I've got one of these on my home office door, which faces the exterior, and I really love them. The kind I have is contained in sort of a cylindrical cover that is on the hinge side of the door, and when we open the door, we just pull the screen right across and snap it in place. It's got a magnetic catch, and it works perfectly, and we get to have, like, the full door open, you know, to basically enjoy that cool breeze. But we don't have to have a regular screen door on it, which kind of covers the front door, which is kind of pretty, and we really didn't want to do that. So they're definitely a good option. And they can be customized to any size, from a window or door to even larger spaces. I mean, the back porch could easily be transformed into a shady screened-in porch when the bugs are on the hunt, and then back into a completely open air porch when you're ready for full sun.
Yeah, and the screens are also available to cover large doors that swing in or out. And the screening itself is available in so many different styles. And the mesh can be customized by color or even the tightness of the weave, so you can really have it as obvious or invisible as you like.
Yeah, I've seen some meshes that are practically see-through, which is really, really cool because you still...
It's amazing.
Yeah, you don't lose the beauty of your yard.
Larry in Texas is on the line looking for some help with a new roof. What's going on?
Well, we have a 15-year-old roof. We put 30-year Timberline shingles on originally about 15 years ago. We had a hailstorm. I had the insurance adjuster come out and take a look at it, and he said, yes, you need to replace it. He said, we've got about 35 squares to tear off and 39 to replace.
Okay.
He estimated 15-pound felt for most of it, 30-pound felt for our 12-12 pitch. He suggested roofer company A that suggested shingle brand 1. And okay. I have worked with a roofer B who said, no, we probably ought to go with shingle brand 2.
Are they both name brand shingles?
Yes, I can name them if you want.
Yeah, and they're dimensional shingles, so do they look like the Timberline that you mentioned that you had before?
Yes, they will be very similar to the Timberline dimensional.
Yeah. And do they both have the same warranty?
I think they both carry 30-year, although one, I have not seen written copy from either one, and one of them indicated that after 10 years the warranty may taper off.
All these roofers, all these contractors, they've all got their sort of attitudes and practices, and they like one over the other. But let me tell you something. The differentiator on a roofing installation is not as much the shingle as it is the guy doing the shingles, the shingler, so to speak, because it all comes down to workmanship. And if the workmanship is not rock solid, it doesn't matter how good that shingle is. You're still going to have problems. And so
okay.
I would make my decision based on which roofer I was most confident in could do a good job. And whatever product he's comfortable working with, then I would just accept that product and not try to force him to use another one. But the devil is in the details. You know, it's about the flashing, for example, and the underlayments and the ice and water shield and things like that. If you get a roofer that does a really good job with those details, then you're not going to have any issues.
The adjuster missed one skylight in his estimate. He also missed one roof jack. And he said, oh, well, we can pick that up when the roofer does his job. Is that common industry practice?
I don't know what he means when he says he can pick that up. If he missed it in his estimate, then I think you need to ask him to go back and revise the estimate to add the elements in that he missed. Because while you got this guy's attention and while he's into the job and you guys are talking on a regular basis, I would ask him to revise it. It should be no big deal for that to happen. We don't want this to go to installation and then there's a pavement dispute, you know, 3 months from now or something, and nobody remembers what was said to who and when. So, yeah, you want to get it in writing. You're right. If you mix the count up, if you had 6 skylights and he wrote down 5, and you make him change it, that's not
okay,
a big deal.
Well,
you can do it
now. I did a lot of quoting when I was still in the working world, and, yeah, counts are important.
Yep. That's his job.
One quick note. My wife wanted a fishing tank out in front of the house and had one contractor dig that one, and it didn't hold water. Had another contractor say, I can do that. So I have called it my money pit with apologies to your program.
Well, that's okay. We will lend it to you for that purpose. You say a fishing tank. Is that like a goldfish pond, like that kind of thing?
No, it was about a 3/4-acre pond.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
But here in Texas, they're called tanks.
Okay. Well, all right. Is there anything living in that fish tank right now?
No, it's not holding water, so I'm going to put more money into it and fill it back in.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, listen, whatever it takes to make your wife happy, right?
Absolutely.
Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us, Larry, at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show presented by Angie. The Angie app helps you find the best pro for any home project or repair.
That's right. Keeping up with your home is easier than ever with Angie. You can find pros for hundreds of projects, plus book and pay right from your phone.
Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Well, in the last year, millennials bought houses in record numbers, but a lot of those homes needed far more renovations than they counted on, and nearly half of those new buyers blew those renovation budgets in the first year. We're going to dig into why this happened and what the home buying economy looks like going forward. 888-MONEY-PIT. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at The Simple.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco. 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident? And find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop it at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today's review is Michelef Grande Bold, a classic Maduro stick with a rich, dark, oily Ecuadorian broadleaf wrapper surrounding Nicaragua's best tobacco. Full-bodied and full-flavor, your palate will delight with hints of dark chocolate, nuts, and cedar. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Redding Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Redding Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless
heads. A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Have a home to keep up with? Then you need Angie. Find expert pros available for hundreds of projects, upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. Download the app today.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, according to a new survey released by Angie, the pandemic drove a surge of home buying from millennials. However, many of these purchased homes are needing more renovations than they were expecting, and nearly half of them blew past their renovation budgets within the first year of homeownership. I even imagine it was sooner.
Well, with us to talk about that and what the home improvement economy looks like going forward is Misha Fisher. Misha is the chief economist for Angie. Welcome, Misha.
Hey, great to be with you both again.
You know, going over a reno budget is no surprise to our more seasoned homeowners, but I'm guessing it was quite a rude awakening for some millennials. What drove it?
Yeah, I think for millennials, this was definitely a baptism by fire in terms of jumping into the housing market. This is a very, very competitive time to get a home, and what really drove a lot of it was when you've got a competitive market for the most desirable houses, people inevitably get pushed into houses that they wouldn't otherwise have necessarily wanted as much. But the demand for having that house and getting out of the downtown core and that cheap mortgage you can get on it is just too compelling to pass up. So a bunch of people flooded the market, and now they're finding that their renovation budget is quickly not sufficing for what they had planned and getting blown out pretty quick.
Well, are you guys also seeing that renovation costs are higher now because there's a labor shortage, material costs are going up? Did that contribute to some of this as well?
Yeah, that definitely contributed as well. What happened was the overall price of lumber, for example, shot way, way up. There's also problems getting things like appliances and fixtures and things like that. But lumber really stands out with, you know, 300-400% increases year over year because of the big spike in demand, the shutdown of lumber mills, supply chain problems. That's all driven it up. And so if you're going for something lumber intensive, like putting in an addition or aggressive remodel that requires new flooring or new siding, or cabinetry, which requires all that plywood, then you were certainly hit with a big uptick in terms of the top-line cost. But even without all of those factors, people tend to go over budget. This just sort of took that overall dynamic and put it into overdrive. So we found in some surveying we did just before the pandemic that by about a 3-to-1 ratio, people go over budget versus under budget. And what happened, though, was that the pandemic just sort of took that dynamic and hit a lot more people with it.
Well, I mean, it was interesting. You really found houses that were, you know, not in the best of shape and going for super high prices that sort of limited your budget to do the renovations. And then you were stuck having to do the renovations. I mean, I looked at several houses in the craziness of this market and decided to finally just say, you know what, it's too much to even just get in it. But I think a lot of people just were excited by low interest rates and the opportunity to do something that they never were able to do before in buying the house, especially these millennials.
That's such an indicative experience of what a lot of people went through. And the low interest rates, it's really quite a compelling option. If you're looking at the cost of owning a home, it's really two costs, right? It's the cost of buying the home, but because so few people buy in cash, the cost of renting the money, your mortgage interest, to buy the home is really, in some cases, one of the bigger factors you have to consider. And if rates dropped for, you know, lots of people, they dropped from just shy of 5% before the pandemic down to, in some cases, below 3%. So if you're talking about rates that are, you know, 30 to 50% cheaper, in some cases, it might be rational to then go bid up the price of the house you're planning to buy by an equivalent amount. And so That's why we saw this big, big uptick in addition to all the demand.
And Misha, your work on the home improvement economy and predicting the economy for home improvers has been really, really fascinating. Before we let you go, I want to ask you about the availability of pros to get these projects done, because that's been a big challenge for homeowners as well. If they're not DIYers and they want to hire a pro to get a job done, we've been recommending Angie for years for folks to find a good quality pro to be able to compare reviews and so on. But are there enough pros out there to accomplish what needs to be done?
It's a tight labor market, and I think in a lot of local markets, people are finding that there's just not enough pros out there to get everything done. And so one of the things we're constantly working on is trying to increase that supply. And that's obviously one of the benefits of the platform, is if somebody enters this labor market, one of the things we try and highlight is that this is a really entrepreneurial place you can go. If you are ambitious and talented and willing to work hard, you can jump into the home services. And as you train up and get better, you know, platforms like ours can deliver people a lot of demand that they can go out and help consumers with those things. And I really do think, you know, there's a tendency when it's that hard to get somebody to want to do it yourself, but that can be definitely penny wise, pound foolish, because, you know, the smallest little mistake might end up costing you a lot of money or more, you know, if you're playing around with electricity and gas and things like that. Those things are definitely not something that you want to just do it yourself. And so I think the main thing is that if you are in a tight labor market, you just have to be patient, not rush the process. If you get a bad pro, it's going to be worse than just waiting a little bit longer. So, you know, use platforms like ours to make sure you're getting high quality pros. And even if they're busy, you know, just be patient rather than going with somebody who doesn't have the track record of being able to deliver for consumers.
Yeah, if somebody has plenty of time to get your project done now and they've been around for a while, there's probably a reason for that. so you're better off finding somebody who says, I can schedule you in 2 or 3 or 4 months, and you know that they're going to be reliable. Misha Fisher, thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Misha Fisher is the chief economist for Angie. You can learn more at Angie.com. Thanks again, Misha. Great job.
Thank you both for having me. It was great to be with you.
Coming up, have you ever needed to tackle a repair where you needed to glue or seal something, and then you had a hard time figuring out which product would work and work well so you don't have to do the same job over and over again? Well, manufacturers are getting much smarter when they're designing sealants that do it all inside and out in all types of weather, and even some that work underwater. We're going to share that technology in just a bit.
Live in a body pit.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
There's a lot of pride that comes with having your own home. It's where you entertain, it's your biggest investment, and it's the place that represents you. It can also be a lot of work.
That's where the Angie app steps in. It takes all the maintenance, repairs, and projects your home needs and puts the solution in the palm of your hand.
You can connect with pros, see upfront pricing, even book and pay in seconds, all right through the app.
This is your home handled. This is Angie. Download the Angie app today.
Do you have projects that need a strong construction adhesive and a watertight sealant? Totaltech from the original Superglue Corporation is the perfect solution. Totaltech bonds, seals, and repairs all types of surfaces indoors and out. It even works underwater. It's flexible and super strong, making it ideal for use around pools, sinks, and bathtubs. Totaltech is the perfect all-in-one adhesive and sealant, delivering a strong bond and flexible watertight seal. Get Totaltech today on Amazon or at your local hardware store.
Everyone loves a tiled shower, but water and vapor can get through grout in shower walls and floors and cause serious damage. In fact, as a home inspector, I've inspected thousands of showers and found leaks below the tile that caused expensive damage. The Schluter shower system eliminates the risk of shower failures due to moisture. The system creates a totally waterproof environment that properly manages all moisture. Quite simply, moisture cannot get into the walls and floor. The system eliminates the risk of mold and mildew.
To learn more, go to Schluter.com.
Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit quickcrete.com, QUIKRETE.com.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone. But did you know you can transform all surfaces around your home with real stone? With Dice Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Dice Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance. And you can do it yourself. Get Dice Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's and start planning your next project today at DiceCoatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And The Money Pit is presented by Angie. You can find pros for all your home projects with the Angie app. Download the Angie app today.
That's right. And listen when you want, when you follow The Money Pit podcast. You can get new episodes every Monday and Thursday, which is just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure.
Follow us at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
David in Mississippi is on the line with some cracks in the foundation. Tell us what's going on.
My house is 8 years old or 9 years old this year, but I got ceramic tile, and it keeps cracking my ceramic tile.
So we're talking about cracks in the floor, David?
Yes. I hadn't seen none in the walls or nothing. I just in the floors with ceramic tile. And it's in different rooms, too, so I know it's more than one crack. The only thing I can think is stress cracks from the concrete foundation.
Well, it may or it may not be. Now, when you put ceramic tile on a concrete floor like that, and especially in a large surface, there is an isolation membrane that works well to go down in between concrete and the tile, and that helps to prevent the condition that you're seeing. Unfortunately, there's no easy fix for this. There's no inexpensive way to stop a floor from cracking if potentially it was installed improperly to begin with. The only general advice we can give you is to make sure you try to keep it as dry as possible down there, because moisture is going to make the slab move more.
Well, let me ask you a question. What if I took the ceramic tile up and put some hardwood floors in?
Well, you couldn't put solid hardwood floor because the moisture will cause it to warp. But what you could put in is engineered hardwood floor. And in fact, if you wanted to put engineered hardwood floor in, you don't really have to take the ceramic tile up. You can leave it down there and just go on top of it, because it's not connected to the floor. It pretty much rides. It's a floating floor. It rides right on that surface. You'd put down a very thin underlayment underneath it. It's a very thin foam-like underlayment, like maybe a quarter inch thick. Then the boards are snapped together, and they sit on top of that. You just leave a gap at the edges of the room.
Okay, I sure appreciate it. I listen to y'all's show all the time. Sure appreciate all the information I get from y'all.
Well, Leslie, the last time I needed adhesive for a job, I did what most people do. Headed on over to the home center, walked over to the paint department, which is where they usually keep all the caulks and the glues and the sealants, and then proceeded to spend a good 15 minutes reading the tiny print on labels trying to figure out which product was going to work for my purpose. They don't make it easy.
No, I mean, they really don't, and the print is so small, so you could be reading for a little while. So if you've got a repair to make, you know, it really isn't easy to choose that right adhesive. Now, some are designed to stick, some are designed to seal, some are designed to stretch, and not too many can be used outside where UV rays will dry it out and then crack, and even fewer can be used underwater. Well, one that really does it all and is out now from the original superglue company, and it's called Total Tech. Now, it's really the perfect mix of a heavy-duty construction adhesive and an all-purpose sealant. It's really strong adhesive that can hold up to 430 PSI, but it's also super flexible. You can actually stretch over 3.5 times its length. That means if you're using it to seal a window or repair a crack, all of the expansion and contraction that occurs in those areas are not going to impact that seal.
Now, it also is 100% waterproof, and it works during all weather conditions, even underwater. I saw a really amazing demo. It's the kind of demo I like to do on TV, and you would too. So in the demo, the guy takes a has a fish tank, right, filled up. He takes a basketball, and he squeezes this the Total Tech on the bottom of the basketball, you know, like a two-inch wide, like big drop of it. Then he presses the basketball into the water, all the way to the bottom of the tank, which, of course, is soaking wet. The water closes around the basketball. Then he takes his hand off, and it stays there. I mean, what does that? What kind of adhesive will actually stick to wet surfaces underwater? I was pretty impressed with it. It comes in clear. It comes in white. It dries in an hour. It's even paintable. You can find it on Amazon. You can find your local hardware store, or you can check it out at supergluecorp.com/totaltech. Good stuff.
Now we've got Martin on the line who wants to talk about fascia boards. That is an excellent design detail on the exterior. What can we do for you?
The fascia boarding connects the ceiling of my porch roof to the overhang has separated from the ceiling. And I want to know if I need to, do I need to rip that out and replace it? Or can I just seal it and maybe put a larger molding over it?
Well, if the fascia board is loosening up, then I would tell you to resecure it. And that's actually not an unusual thing to happen because the nails that hold that are usually going into the ends of the rafters behind it. They tend to expand and contract a lot. But what I would do is I would tell you to resecure it, but do it with screws, not with nails. If you use long screws like 2.5-inch case-hardened drywall screws or wood trim screws, that will pull that fascia board back in tight, and it'll be impossible for it to loosen up again. So don't think of it in terms of something covering it. Just put it back where it was, but use screws instead of nails, and it won't come out again. Okay?
And do I do that by going under the molding?
Well, you want to try to get that fascia board re-secured in, so if that is going to require you to take off a piece of molding to get to it, then that's what you do. But you want to get to the original fascia and tighten it up.
Okay. I can do that then. Thank you very much.
All right, Martin. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. You know, taking care of home projects really is easier than ever with Angie, so download the app today. Coming up, when it comes to the value of your home, location counts, but realtors report other factors that really may surprise you. We're going to share those next.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Need help tackling home projects? Angie can help. Find expert pros available for hundreds of projects. Upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. Download the app today.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at moneypit.com. So David reached out. He's worried about his roof. He says that his roof might be due for replacement soon, but he discovered there are large visible gaps in the roof sheathing and wonders if it's an immediate concern. Actually, David, it depends. You know, some roof sheathing materials are supposed to have gaps. For example, wafer board or aspenite has this type of metal clip called an H-clip, which is specifically designed to provide some space between the sheathing panels because they expand and contract. So what you're saying are large visible gaps. I don't know. It might just be the normal seam between the plywood that's designed by the manufacturer. So I wouldn't worry too much about that unless you have any other, like, more significant issues of concern.
Yeah, I mean, David, if it's not leaking and it's not buckling, you're probably okay. So look at that.
Well, we all know that when it comes to home value, location, location, and location are the three most important factors. But realtors are reporting there are other factors that could surprise you. Leslie has the details in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, according to the experts at BobVila.com, realtors are reporting that some decor choices can actually make it harder to sell your home. Now, we're going to see how many of these recommendations you agree with. First up, wallpaper. Now, I love wallpaper, but not everybody does. And even though there's a comeback moment for wallpaper right now, not everybody is looking at it in an excited yay way. Buyers are looking at wallpaper and thinking, gosh, time, money, effort, got to get rid of it. So it might not be the best for every situation. Closets. If you get rid of a closet to sort of free up space to make a larger bedroom or add a master bath, that's a super bad move. People want storage, and they want storage now more than ever. Kitchens. They've been starting to look a little sterile. So if your kitchen is so white, maybe it's featureless and shiny that it could be mistaken for, say, an operating room, chances are it's not going to appeal to many potential homebuyers. And people look at kitchens as a big price tag. So they're already like, ooh, can I live with it? Do I need to do it? How much is it going to cost? The other thing is bathtubs. If you don't have one, people sort of think, ugh, I really need a tub. Walk-in showers, they're great, but tubs are important. So it can be kind of difficult, according to realtors, to sell a home with only showers, since a lot of these home buyers do need at least one tub for young kids, pets, or maybe they just want to soak themselves. You know, my dream is to have my own bathroom with a bathtub. It's all I dream about on a daily basis. The other thing are high-end kitchen appliances. If you love to cook, you could be thrilled by a kitchen that has those high-end professional quality stoves, refrigerators, dishwashers. But be prepared, however, to lose money on those investments when it comes time to sell. Another issue is bold walls. I mean, there really is something to be said about having too much of a good thing, and bold accent walls are great, but go all in, and no future potential home buyer is going to be able to see themselves in your space, especially if those colors are far from neutral. And wall-to-wall carpeting, it's last on our list, it is out. Carpet does feel nice underfoot, But most home buyers aren't looking for a house that's carpeted, and they know that it's kind of a pain to remove. So on the other hand, refinished hardwood floors can actually get you back some extra cash. So a lot of things to consider if you're selling your home, you know, whether now or down the road, make some smart choices.
First thing we removed when we moved in our house, orange shag carpet. Yuck.
Oh, my gosh. I looked at a house, Tom, that in the photos online, the wallpaper was so faint, I thought it was just a light color paint. But every room, every wall was wallpapered within an inch of its life, and all I saw was dollar signs.
Well, coming up next time on the program, you may not realize it, but your home is always moving. It's expanding, it's contracting, and it's settling. And sometimes that movement can result in cracks to your foundation. But how do you know if a crack is serious or just the result of some normal house movement? We're going to explain in the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.